And welcome back to a brand new episode of the Smile More podcast. I am your host and only host, Luke, also known as Luke's Life in the digital world. And I'm just going to put it out there. I'm feeling very proud of myself right now. I made a pact, a goal, a promise on my last episode that I was going to make a conscious effort to upload every 2 weeks. And it's been 2 weeks. And today I remembered that I needed to sit and record and upload a podcast. So the fact that I'm doing it just makes me so happy and so proud. So round of applause for myself. I am just going to open the notes on my phone just so I don't forget what to chat about and stop like rambling on, because the last episode that I uploaded, like, I don't know why, I think it was just because it was such a long time since the previous like episode. It took me so long to edit and it wasn't even that long of an episode, so I'm gonna try and stick to my little agenda that I have in my phone notes, nothing too official. And just chat with you, update you, chat about what's been making me smile and kind of go with that new structure, the new formula. Did we even decide what we was going to call it? I think it was the structure, not formula. I am not making a potion. Just new structure of the podcast. You guys seemed to enjoy it last time. So thank you to anyone who listened to my latest episode. And thank you for those who just commented or liked the tweet when I shared that I was uploading a new episode. It just makes me really, really happy, and I don't know, just makes it worth making these episodes. So let's just crack on and begin with today's episode. So I'm going to start these podcasts by asking myself, or letting you know, what has been making me smile. So it's been 2 weeks since the last episode. One of the biggest things was Easter. Here we had, in the UK, we had a long Easter weekend. So we had Good Friday off, and then we have Saturday, Sunday, and then we also had the Monday off work. So we had such a lovely long weekend. And with the restrictions being lifted a little bit in the UK, it meant we were able to go to friends or families, or just in like a public park and sit in public. Let's start again. Here in the UK, you can either go to a public park or a private garden, up to 6 people. So we were able to go to mum and dad's house. There was mum, dad, me, Mr. P, my sister and brother-in-law. Robin was also there. I mean, I know she's not a person, so technically we did have 7 people there, but she's a pet, but don't tell her. So it was so lovely just to be there. We actually had a roast lamb dinner and sat in the garden and ate it, which was so nice. So that was definitely one of the things that has been a highlight over the last couple of weeks. Another one with today, the lockdown restrictions have lifted again. So we are definitely getting more freedom. So today, shops have opened, pubs have opened, so you can go and sit in like beer gardens. And one of the things that is making me the most happiest is barbers and hairdressers are back open. So I have an appointment tomorrow at, I think it's 4:15. And I am so looking forward to going and getting a skin fade, because my hair is such a bouffant. Like, I uploaded a video yesterday on YouTube, me unboxing the Castify water bottles. And I don't know why, but like whenever I have a shave and I'm clean, like shaven, I always feel like, I don't know, I always feel ugly, like when I'm clean shaven, especially when I'm pale. Even more so when my hair is ugly. So yesterday I just felt uber ugly throughout that whole video. And when I was editing it last night, I was like, I'm not even going to post this because it just looks like a weird, really just, yeah. I'm not even going to say anything in case it just triggers someone. But I just look like a big blowfish. I just felt like so ugly, so puffy, and just, yeah, weren't feeling myself. So the fact that I can go and get my hair cut tomorrow is definitely making me happy. And another thing that's been really enjoying, and I'm like umming and ahhing if I still have time to do this tonight after filming this episode, is I've started running again. I don't think I mentioned this last time. But yeah, I've started running again, which for me is just, I love that form of exercise. I love swimming, I love running. I feel like, for me, I enjoy exercise when you're physically, I'm not going to say moving, because you are moving if you're doing like weights and stuff, but like doing weights just bore the hell out of me. I love running or swimming because you kind of like, you're constantly, your whole body's physically moving as a, like in terms of like a distance. So you're seeing new things, and I just really enjoy that form of exercise. So I've really been enjoying getting back out there, going for a run in like the local woods and stuff. So yeah, I've also had downloaded this app called, I think it's called Strada or something. Strada, is that even ringing a bell? Strava. And it's really helped me to like track my running distance, but also the time. Not that it's a competition and not that I'm like aiming to do a marathon or anything, but it's definitely nice to look back and see that already I'm like progressing in the time. So yeah, definitely been enjoying that. So yeah, they're the things that I've been enjoying the last couple of weeks. Freedom, hairdresser appointments, lunch in the garden with the family, running, and yeah, I guess just like general summertime coming, the lighter nights, the warmer weather. It's all making me very, very happy. I actually decided to come and sit in the walk-in wardrobe today / closet, just because I feel that it's much more, I don't know, the last episode I recorded, I was downstairs and it's a very open space, so I felt like it was very echoey, so hopefully the sound acoustics are much better in the walk-in wardrobe, because it's very much more enclosed, but obviously with all the clothes, I'm hoping it's kind of like soundproofing and just kind of giving a better quality of the sound, so hopefully you can hear a difference. But it does mean I'm on the front of the house, and for some reason today is so busy on the roads. There's so many like big trucks going along, so if you hear a big truck, please excuse. Talking of trucks and the street, this is just a side note. I have recently started litter picking. Now, I know you may laugh, and I know people may call me a geek, but there is something about the last 12 months being in lockdown and kind of going for daily walks only in like the area that I live in. I've just noticed so much litter on the streets, and I don't know why, but it's really started to annoy me. So I don't know, the last like couple of months, especially I've just gotten really, really like annoyed with the amount of cans that are in the gutter and the amount of like fast food wrappers just everywhere. And I feel like this is like trash / rubbish that doesn't just blow away, especially like tin cans and stuff. So like I can go on a walk and I know like where the tin cans are, and like some of them have been there for the last 12 months, and it's really starting to annoy me. So I actually tweeted our local council and asked, I was like, how often do like gutter cleaners come along and like clean our streets? And there was some excuse like, oh, like at the moment like things are cut, so they're not coming out, or something like, it was either something to do with that or the weather. And then I asked about litter pickers, I was like, how often do like litter pickers come? And then again, that was like another excuse about the weather or like cutbacks. And I was like, well, can you give me a litter picker and I'll go and pick up the litter myself, thinking they wouldn't respond, and my local council did. And so like me and Mr. P now both have our own litter pickers and a stack of bin bags. So we've been going out on the streets and picking up litter, which I know does sound geeky, and I know it sounds like something you'd probably do when you're like 70, 80 years old. Would it be? I don't know. I feel like it's something you would moan about when you're like 70, 80 year old. But yeah, definitely going out and picking up litter is just, it's so, I know it does sound so geeky, but it's so rewarding. And I know people might think like, oh, like you're the fool for picking up other people's trash, litter off the streets. But me going out and walking now on my daily walk, or walking Robert, and seeing less rubbish in the streets is such a win-win situation. So yeah, that's just a little side note as to what I've been doing. Also, it just feels so good to kind of help the environment and play your part in keeping the streets nice and clean and tidy for all to enjoy. And if I spot anybody messing up my streets, I will kick off. I love how I said I was going to keep to the structure of my podcast and I've just rambled on about litter for the past 5 minutes. Okay, so moving on to the next section. As I said, I want to talk more about my Etsy store, my Smile More kind of space, and kind of give you an update on what's new, what's coming, any changes that have been happening. And one like really big change has happened literally last week. I, for the longest time, have had the handle Smile More spelt with three I's. Now, some people are like, why is it spelt with three I's? Now, there is a common theme. I do have Luke's Life, like my personal Twitter and YouTube handles. They're all spelt incorrectly too. They have two I's in them. In them handles. And it's because, first of all, it's because Luke's Life wasn't available. But then I was like, you know what? I do like that the life isn't perfect, because I feel like the ice cream man's here. So annoying. I apologise if you can hear the ice cream man. So yeah, in a nutshell, Luke's Life is spelt the way it's spelt because because life isn't perfect. It's what you make of it. So I do love that kind of message behind my Twitter and YouTube handles, my personal ones. And then when I create Smile More, again, Smile More wasn't available. So I was like, why don't I kind of continue that theme of not having perfectly spelt words and have it in the Twitter handle? Now, I did kind of like it to begin with. However, I don't feel like it's benefited the Smile More accounts to grow or naturally be found. Obviously, in the algorithm, it's not spelt correctly. So it doesn't kind of relate to Smile More. If you type in Smile More on Instagram, it doesn't as always pop up on your kind of like results, which is kind of annoying. And as I say, it's not helpful when you're trying to grow your brand. But also when I sell like products on my Etsy store, I ask customers to tag me in their items. And a lot of the times people feedback and say, I can't find the handle because they get confused. They add too many eyes, not enough eyes. So I was like, I kind of need to change it. So me and Mr. P were having a little brainstorm and we came up with the idea of a couple. Well, there was a couple different handles that were available, and I settled on the handle Smile More Creates, which I really, really, really do love now, and I wish I had done it a long time ago. For me, Smile More has always been my creative... Oh my God, the ice cream man is really here. And also, side note, I feel this ice cream man sells more than ice cream, because he comes no matter what the weather, no matter what time of year. He's definitely selling more than just ice cream. So as I say, the new Instagram handle is Smile More Creates, and Smile More has always been my creative space where I can kind of do everything that my normal life, normal workload doesn't allow me to. So it allows me to record podcasts, to create stickers, to market stickers, to create my own shop, to film videos. It's kind of anything that I want to do that I'm not able to do in my normal 9-to-5 job, I can create on Smile More. So Smile More Creates is definitely a more fitting handle. And yeah, one of the biggest changes, I guess, in Smile More over the past 2 years. So let me know what you think of the new handle. Is it better? If you aren't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Smile More Creates, all spelt correctly. At least I hope it's spelt correctly and I haven't put an error in there by mistake. So yeah, that's definitely one of the biggest changes to Smile More. The next thing is I have started to kind of dive into the punch needle art world. I am fascinated with watching TikTok videos and YouTube videos of people creating these really big pieces of art called punch needling. And I have tried knitting numerous times. I remember as a kid, my nan used to knit, and I always used to try and ask her to teach me how to knit. But being left-handed and being quite, I don't know, just... I'm not going to say clumsy. I just never was able to pick up the whole knitting method. Like, it just never worked for me. Whereas this punch needling is so, so easy. And it takes a little bit used to kind of, it takes a little bit of time to figure out how to get started. But once you get started, like, it's so quick and easy to pick up. So I've already created the little ghost that I included on one of my studio vlogs. So go check it out if you haven't seen that one already. But yeah, it's definitely a fun process. And I've been brainstorming some ideas that I could create items to eventually sell on shopsmallmore.com. But at the moment, I'm just trying it out, trialing out it, but at the moment I'm just testing the, you know, the new process, the new tools, kind of trialing out different materials, trying out different designs, but that's something I've been really enjoying the last couple of weeks. And then last but definitely not least, update on the store. My store, I'm just going to be honest with you, has been really, really quiet the past couple of weeks. Now, I just thought it was my store. I thought, are my listings wrong? Have I done something that's kind of like hidden them in the Etsy algorithm? Like, are Etsy just not promoting my shop anymore? I don't know. There was just so many different things going in and out of my mind. I think I've said before, my Etsy store isn't my full-time job. It's definitely a hobby, a side hustle. If it was to turn to be my full-time job one day, bonus. But at the moment, it's definitely a hobby slash side hustle. So I don't rely on the income from my shop to pay for things to fund my life. So I don't get nervous or kind of worried when my sales are down, but it's just definitely something that I've noticed. I think it's really important to kind of talk about when you have, you know, peaks and troughs in anything, but also, like, you know, busier and quieter times in Etsy world. Like last year I had the boom when Mark Ferris shared my sprinkle spoons and my shop went crazy. So many orders, and every day I was packing, I was posting orders and making like restocks every single day for like probably 2 to 3 weeks. It was insane. And then earlier this year I created some stickers for some YouTubers called The Lodge Guys. We worked together on a sticker pack, and again it went insane. Like I had orders every single day for probably a week, and the dining room table was filled with orders and packaging and envelopes, and every day I was going to the post office. And I definitely shared that on my Instagram and on my YouTube and the studio vlogs, and definitely shared like that good news because it was really exciting on my behalf. And I knew people, when they order something, they like to, and I mean I like it as well, but like it's nice to see like people packing your orders. But also, like, I thought that was important and fun to share. But I also think it's fun and important to share when the store is quiet, because it's not always rainbows and sprinkles. And we're not always getting, I'm not always getting, you know, 20 orders a week in. The last, I actually posted today, funnily enough, of me posting 3 orders that came in over the weekend. But up until, like, them orders, I don't think I'd had an order for, like, a full, like, 6-7 days. So, yeah, the store is definitely quieter at the moment, and I did think it was just my shop. However, I did listen to a podcast over the weekend of Catnip Illustration, who I'm a patron of, and she was also talking about the store being quiet at the moment. And I don't know if it's because it's the time of year, if it's kind of because, you know, there isn't any big events like Halloween, Christmas, New Year, Valentine's Day, like Easter's just gone, so I'm not sure if it's that or if it's just kind of like people are trying to save their money, and because shops and restaurants and hairdressers are opening, are people trying to save their money and not buy stickers and pay for like or buy things like in, I'm gonna say, like real life, you know, going to a pub, going to the hairdressers, going to a clothes shop that we haven't been able to do for so long? Maybe people are trying to save their money to spend in shops elsewhere, so who knows? But I just wanted to be honest and, yeah, talk about the shop being a little bit quieter at the moment. This isn't a plea for anyone to go to my shop and place an order. Not at all. But I just wanted to be honest and, yeah, just as I say, I share when my shop's doing well. So I just want to share when it's being quiet as well. So that is the update on the shop, Smile More. I think that's pretty much everything on my list. Just checking. Yeah, it is. I have just been recording while sat on the floor and my foot has gone to sleep. So, you know when you get like pins and needles and it tickles so much, and I'm the most ticklish person in the world. So this is not a good combo. Okay, I'm going to stop rambling on and end this podcast here. So I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone listening. Thank you for your support on this podcast. I hope it was a fun episode. Fun. Was it fun? really fun. I hope it entertained you. Let's say I hope it entertained you. I hope it kept you company for the last 15, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. And yeah, I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna have a nice bath and get ready for dinner. I'm super, super hungry. So that is what I'm gonna do for the rest of this evening. I'm gonna go and edit this podcast and get it up ready for you guys to listen tomorrow. So thank you as always for listening and for your support. And until next time, keep smiling.